Just 9 months after she was appointed to the newly created role of Vice President, Health and Safety at Algoma Steel, Erin Oliver is no longer with the company. I can confirm that Erin Oliver is no longer with Algoma Steel, Laura Devoni, Algoma's Director of Human Resources and Corporate Affairs, tells Sue Today. We don't provide details regarding current or former employees, Devoni added. Oliver is a respected heavy hitter in the health and safety field, a key acquisition for a company reeling after a series of costly mishaps last year that cost millions of dollars to remedy and brought the steelmaker's safety and environmental practices under increased scrutiny. She was past chairperson of the Prevention Council of Ontario, the legislated body that advises Ontario's Ministry of Labour on health and safety issues. 4 months ago, Oliver was inducted into OZ Canada Magazine's Hall of Fame, recognizing lifetime achievements by the nation's foremost health and safety professionals. Originally from Sault Ste. Marie, Erin is a seasoned health and safety professional with over 25 years of experience and a proven track record in enhancing safety culture across sectors including construction, healthcare, forestry and manufacturing, Algoma said in a news release when she agreed to return to her hometown last June. I want to end my career by coming home, full circle, and trying to prevent family and friends from suffering. I want them to be able to go home to their loved ones healthy and safe each day, she told OZ Canada. Oliver's appointment brought immediate credibility to Algoma's much-vaunted ESG, Environmental, Social and Governance, initiative. In recent years, ESG has become a gold standard used by many socially conscious investors to assess a business's performance on sustainability and ethical issues. Oliver is one of two key members of Algoma's ESG working group to leave the company in the past 3 months. Fred Post, manager of environmental control, departed last November after 13 years in the position. Sue Today attempted to reach out to both Oliver and Post on Monday but was unsuccessful in securing interviews. Post's LinkedIn page lists his current occupation as co-owner of Northern Skies Resort, a wilderness camp he's been involved with for almost 18 years. Oliver's LinkedIn page was recently edited to say she's now self-employed.